Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, Andy.
Hiya, Bob.
Have you had a nice journey down?
Well, I've got to apologise because I'm slightly late.
You're 17 minutes late.
Yeah.
How do you think that makes me feel?
The train driver had his dog with him and he let it have a little go at driving.
Oh, and he was a bit slow, wasn't
well,
he?
Well, first time, apparently. You can't expect miracles, can you?
Dogs can do anything if you ask them to.
Well, they're trainable, aren't they?
Absolutely.
But this was his first go, so, you know, Let's not castigate the dog.
Well, it's lovely to see you anyway. A bit of Christmassy spirit here in London, I think. If you feel like Christmas is coming.
Do you reckon?
I reckon, yeah. Mm. There's bits of bunting here and there, you know, and Christmas puddings on billboards.
I saw someone
like
dressed as an elf when I went past the Costa.
Did you?
That was nice.
Is Elf your favourite Christmas film?
No, I don't like Elf very much.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you liked it enough to see it to the end, though, didn't you?
Didn't say I'd seen it till the end. I said I'd seen a bit of it.
Oh, I'd like to give you a name. Can I?
Have I got a choice?
Yeah, you got a choice, that's right.
Go on, go for it.
First one is Professor Litmus Tester.
Mm.
Do you like it?
Sounds intelligent, man.
He is. No, you like that, don't you?
Well, I'd like to adopt that intelligence, yeah.
Now, he's got a little fleshy appendage. What is actually called a chibble.
Oh.
Yeah, a chibble on his shin. And that changes colour when it's exposed to acids and alkalis, you know, like litmus is.
Right.
He stands in a bucket, though, when watching Aussie rules football.
Okay.
So he's a bit quirky, isn't he, Andy?
He sounds a bit complicated.
Scrabble's McPaintpot.
That sounds more like it.
Yay! His favourite Scrabble letters, right, he's had them engraved on his teeth, his favourite ones.
Yep.
Yeah? And he's got pockets full of emulsion paint, yeah? Described by the local police as a known knobhead. Ooh, you can't tempt
it. It's fitting the bill.
Finally, Farto Porco.
Mm.
Now, I thought that might appeal to you because it's a bit like Marco Polo Explorer, isn't it?
Yeah, who I idolise.
Yeah, I know you idolise him because he discovered the Northwest Passage.
Passage.
Yeah.
Yes, Bob.
So anyway, he's a fat lad,
right?
Who can part butter slabs. Who can part butter slabs.
Are you having a bit of bother there with your bottle top?
Yeah, I am actually, yeah.
It's putting me off.
Sorry, I'll put the top down and I'll grasp the bottle with real, like, ferocity.
Vigour.
Yeah.
Carry on.
So Farto Porco is a fat lad who can part butter slabs with a single blast from his downpipe.
Right.
What do you reckon?
Not him.
Not him.
No.
Are you going to be Ronnie Hot Dogs?
Bit crude. I'm going to stick with Ronnie Hot Dogs, I think.
Fair enough. It's
I've got three choices for you as well, but I haven't got long biographies.
Go on then, Andrew. Give me your chances.
Johnny Corners.
Yeah.
53, hangs around on corners shouting at Nout.
Okay.
Then you've got Essex David. He's 49. He's into sci-fi and lying to his mum.
Has he had his eyebrows done?
No.
Okay.
And then finally you've got Sir Bob Mortimer.
Oh, I like
59,
this.
Mainly you, but even more up himself.
Right, more up himself than me.
Yeah.
Well,
due to the knighthood.
I'm not allowed thin Richmond, am I?
No, that's gone
so
now.
I revert back to
honky tonk?
I'll be honky tonk then. Let's go back the old days.
Call a straw to deal then.
So, hey, by the way, do you know Roy's here again?
Is he?
Yeah,
is he coming in later on?
So keep your eyes open for
Will
him.
Will do.
This is a new section that's destined to only occur once ever, yeah?
And I like
that. It's this question, Andrew, right? Mm. Do you know what whiffle means? Okay, now, whiffle. Hold on. I'm going to give you the possibilities. This is kind of quiz.
But
which one is it? Is a whiffle the sound of a slight wind, e.g. through loose lips when you're asleep?
Oh.
Is it a haircut worn by soldiers in the Second World War featuring a rear fringe and a curled frontispiece? Is it a perforated plastic ball for playing wiffle ball?
Yeah.
Is it the little mark you sometimes leave at the end of an arch when using a compass?
Flick. Any more? Is that it? It's one of them.
It's...
And what are we calling this game? What a Whiffle?
What's a Whiffle?
Hence, it's one only appearance of the podcast.
Yeah.
I think it's the ball.
You think it's the what?
The ball, the whiffle.
You think it's
slots
the ball.
In a ball or something? What did you say it was?
You're kind of right because it were a bit of a trick question.
Was it?
It's all of those things.
Is it?
What a word, eh?
Wow.
Apart from the little mark you leave when you use a compass, that's called a fucker. Do you know what I mean? Because when you do it, and you've got a lovely arch, and then you get that little kick at the end. You fucker.
That's what it's called. Well, I enjoyed that immensely. Hey, do you live next door to Chris and Karen?
No. I live next door to... I shouldn't say.
Well, I was talking to Chris and Karen up the Asda, and they reckon they live next door to you.
Okay, and?
That's what they've said.
And?
Chris reckons you've got your orchard in between their house and your house. Chris says he flies his drone over your garden now and again, has a look.
Yeah.
He says, last week you were digging with your top off.
No, I do last have Friday. Top off a lot. Maybe.
He says you dug two holes and then you swapped the soil between them.
Yeah.
Filled them in.
Yeah.
Are you a soil swapper?
I am a soil swapper, yeah.
That's what Chris reckons.
I love to bury mud.
So
I go collect it, then I bury it, mix it amongst my own mud.
Yeah.
And then it kind of becomes my mud.
Yeah.
And like you own it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
What else can you get for free, really?
Nothing. Birds. Birds are for free. No one's in charge of the birds. Have you noticed that?
What, so if you reach up and grab one, it's yours?
It's yours.
That's your bird, lad.
Yeah. Have this.
Yeah.
Got it for you. It's a bird.
Reminds me of Kez, that.
Yeah.
The little bird and that.
But that's true, though. There's no one in charge of the birds, is there? I was looking at them the other day. And the trees.
What about swans?
No one's in charge of the trees. Queens.
Anyway, this is
Queens in charge. So I'll just go out to your dossier.
Yeah.
Lives next door to Chris and Karen. Okay, thank you very much.
I wasn't aware of that, but of course I have acres and acres of land between me and my neighbour.
Chris didn't seem like a liar to me.
I don't think, where did you meet him? In Asda?
Just up the Asda, yeah.
No one lies in Asda.
Of course they don't.
So Sunderland, I was there last week.
So I heard, yeah.
And Christmas is frenzies continuing. So I heard this little conversation, which I thought he might like. She says, yeah, oh, Pamela, are you getting a Christmas tree this year, like?
Mm, yeah.
No, I've just made a big pyramid of blue drink bottles all stuck together with sticky glue that Ron nicked from Nissan.
Mm.
What about you, Pauline? No, I've just got a big inflatable cactus from the laughter shop. Oh. I've painted the tip red so it looks like an alien's plonker. Ha 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 ha. So that I overheard that. You're like, I overheard that.
Dad, don't deny it.
And you know they were playing a song in the retail park.
Oh,
aye,
were they?
And I thought I'd like to sing you this song. What do you reckon?
You learned it, did you, when you were there?
Oh, yeah.
And have you got the music as well?
Yeah, it's really striking. See what you think. A blue drink, a night fight, have a dump under the mistletoe. Housewives in jeggings, nicking presents from Sports Direct. Callum's ill and Connor's sick. They ate two buckets of KFC. And the carol singers start to sing, and it feels like they've lifted your asbo, and your granny is sick into the sink. That's when you know.
Coming home
to Sunderland, there's a dog in the pram, cold dippers with jam. And it smells like chicken!
soup.
What do you think of that, Andrew?
It's very festive, lovely.
Did it remind you of Roy Wood, something like that?
Roy Wood?
Yeah.
From the Wizards?
Yeah, with their Christmas songs.
No, that's a good song, that one.
What are you saying, that one
was
a song?
It was average.
Oh, thanks very much, I'll take average.
How often do you make contact when you use one of them contactless cards? Do you, like, touch the reader, or do you actually let it hover and do legitimate contactless?
I'm a bit of a hoverer, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, and I'm
surprised at that. I thought you'd be a reader toucher.
So what do you mean? Do you, like, actually put it against the machine?
Yeah.
No, I never do that.
Do you not?
And I'm really chuffed when I've got quite a good distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's all right. I'm surprised at that. I'm glad that your dossier is not a reader toucher.
Well, that was very interesting, Andrew. Do you know what I mean?
I'm just building up information, Bob.
It's like science, isn't it?
I'm building up information.
Oh, shit, he's Roy. He's Roy, Roy, Roy. Roy's coming. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We'll say hello to him this time, all right?
All right, I was a bit shy last time.
Come in.
Hey, Roy. Afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon, Roy. Thank you so much for coming in, Roy.
No worries, it's a pleasure.
So, Roy, you won at the weekend. You must be pleased.
We won? What are you on about? And just Townsend whooped my bony ass.
No, but Roy, you beat Burnley 2-0.
No, I'm not bothered about that. I'm here to talk about Warhammer.
Oh, OK. So, how did your Warhammer game pan out?
What? What?
How did the game pan out, your Warhammer game?
Warhammer's not a game. Warhammer's an historical warfare simulation. What are you, the Mask of Slimish? or Karanak, the Pissy Hound of Vengeance? It's fucking beggars belief, really does.
I'm sorry, Roy. So, how did Andros beat you?
Well, I was playing with an orc army to try and destroy Benteke and all these fucking dwarves. And that little smart-ass Townsend had predicted this. He played as a fucking chaos demon.
Well, do you know, I would have thought, like, that orcs could destroy demons, no worries.
Prick. It's a common misconception among Warhammer novices. Let me explain, Robert. The demon Skarbrand, previously exiled from Warhammer, is the angriest Warhammer bloodthirster ever, right?
Okay.
His stats max out at 10. He's got an S5 breath weapon, and his armor can take an S4 hit. Fucking lethal. I didn't stand a chance.
So why did you play as a demon, then?
Well, I was concentrating on destroying Benteke, and his dwarfs have got no answer to the Warhammer orc Gorbed Ironclaw. For Christ's sake, Bob, this is Warhammer. Ironclaw could inflict D3 level multiple injuries, and his armor is impenetrable.
So, hold on. So, did you beat Benteke?
No, I never had a fucking chance, did I? Townsend annihilated me with a single Beasts of Nurgle attack. It was carnage. It fucking wrecked me.
Do you think the attacking power of the Nurgle army could maybe, like, teach you something when it comes to selecting your palace team?
What? No, not really.
Well, do you think that managing an army can teach you anything about, you know, like, managing a football team?
No, I don't see any crossover whatsoever.
You don't... Do you know what? You don't seem to get a lot of satisfaction playing Warhammer.
Well, I adore Warhammer, Bob. If I'm not playing Warhammer, I'm thinking about Warhammer. If I'm not thinking about Warhammer, I'm dreaming about Warhammer. Do you want me to spell it out for you? Warhammer.
All right, Roy. So what is it about Warhammer that really excites you?
Well, it's the old thing. The Warhammer landscapes, the Warhammer models, the Warhammer mythology, the Warhammer strategies, the Warhammer magic, the Warhammer Cobble of Ardvi. Apart from Benteke, he's a boring prick.
So what are your tactics going to be for your next game then, Roy?
Well, I'm going to play as a beast lord with an army of warhounds. But don't tell Townsend. It will fucking rinse me senseless with the Lizard King of Asgorth.
Well, OK, I don't really understand, but good luck, Roy. Are you off to Games Workshop, then?
Yeah, I am. I need to stock up on some paints. I've got a busy weekend planned once I get the West Ham match out of the way. I was hoping there'd be a Games Workshop in the Westfield Centre at Stratford, then I could leave the match early and avoid the crowds, but no such fucking luck.
OK, well, see you, Roy. Warhammer.
Warhammer!
Yeah, Warhammer.
Warhammer!
There he goes. Thank you, Roy.
Thanks, Roy. Bye.
He likes his Warhammer, doesn't he?
Warhammer. But do you want to call me anything at this point? You've got pigeon toed creep, little shit, massive shit, shithouse, cock end, fat knacker, fat shit, or creepy twat.
Fat soft shite.
Fat soft shite.
Yeah.
That you dossier.
Thank you. Oh, I got a statement just come in on me. genuinely
on your fax.
Just come in on me. Emails. It's Harry Kane.
Oh,
Harry Kane. It's only a little quick statement. He says, here it is.
I would just like to make it absolutely clear that myself and Debbie are very upset by the disrespect that was shown to us by the Arsenal Peaky Gooners last week. Their new leader, Darren Ramsey, was extremely aggressive and his words and actions were very, very upsetting. Our relationship with the Peakies is at an all-time low. I will be making a full statement on the next Atletico Mints. In the meantime, here is a message for you, Darren. You are a very immature and spiteful young boy, and soon you will feel our ferocious heat.
End of statement.
End of statement. Darren Ramsey, he's for it, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a loose cannon, though, because he's leaving the Peaky Gooners in the summer.
He's leaving. See, I think he has changed the atmosphere there as well.
I reckon.
Yeah. So, if they're going to get aggressive, they've got Eric to contend with. You remember there's the...
Eric showed a side of himself we hadn't seen before, didn't
he? Exactly, yeah.
Shushing the Arsenal fans last week.
Maybe the Peakies have got under his skin, you know. Been intercepting his mail, so he hasn't been getting his... What is it? Nightlife is the game they all play. Nighttime?
Night fight?
Like that.
I have no idea.
Have you got anything you want to say at this moment, Andy?
Can I just thank you for the insoles you gave me before we began this episode?
Yeah, they're not anti-smell ones.
Oh, are they not?
They're not odour eaters, they're just comfort insoles.
It says here, for a snug fit, simply trim to size using the printed guideline and insert in your shoe, fabric side uppermost.
That fabric's that blue stuff, Andrew.
So I need to cut these myself?
Yeah, or you could get an adult to cut
them for
you. Could
you cut them for me later on?
I could cut them for you.
You could have asked me my size and then pre-cut them.
Well, what size are you? About 7?
8, actually.
You reckon?
Yeah, I'm an 8.
I think so.
These I've got on now, they're an 8.
British manager.
What are you?
I'm a...
6.
I've just bought these shoes.
6.
I've just bought these shoes, so I'll tell you.
Fucking slippers, them not shoes.
I've got a lot of insoles.
You've got like 6 insoles in there.
I'm a size 8.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, we're the same. Who'd have thought?
Get in.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, I was in Rule's restaurant yesterday, right? And I got really lucky, Andrew.
Did you have your new shoes on?
No, but it was the day I bought my new shoes.
What a day!
I got lucky because it was British Manager's lunch club.
Good.
Annual Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
So I got the booth next to him. You know, it's like booths at Rule's.
Is it?
You know, like old-fashioned. Yeah. So I could listen in. They're all there. You've got Big Sam, Alan Pardew, David Moyes, Tony Pulis, Steve McLaren, yeah?
Blimey.
So Sam starts off, he goes, order. Well, our accounts for the year ending are showing a healthy profit of over £9 million. So first up, I propose a toast to all the gullible chairmen and CEOs who have made this a bumper year. And they all say, money, 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 money. And lick the lunch club badges that they've got on the lapels, Andrew. All right. Now, as it's Christmas, I've ordered a whole deep fried otter served with crispy barn owl testes and and piri piri cow's liver. And they all shout, otter, 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 and lick the badges. So, Sam, so let's have your end of year statements, lads. You first, Alan Pardew.
Yeah, great year. Really proud of the hard work other people put in for me. I've extended my ranch-style villa to include a gym, steam room and an Alan Pardew-themed brasserie and Thai museum. Also opened my first Alan Pardew-themed hair salon and launched my new range of Alan Pardew cufflinks. Finished writing my first novel about a handsome Swedish detective called Alan Pardew. Currently in negotiations with a well-known online fashion house to stock my new range of A-line slacks called Pardews. I'm very, very insipid about all of this.
Sam, sounds like one hell of a year!
Woohoo!
Here, 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 they all lick their badges. What about you, David Miles?
I only know it's been cut your ear. I've bought a jet, a couple of houses in Florida, and a shell suit factory. 5 new kitchens for the wife and an equestrian centre just for the lols. I'm currently writing a book about constipation and mindfulness. Oh, again, sounds like one hell of a year. What about you, Poulis?
Poulis, Tony Poulis. Whoa. Is he
He's a bit Adam Lallana, isn't he? A bit Bristol, isn't he?
But like,
you might as well. While you're down there.
Well, you say that, and I'd be the first and last not to listen if I was just... No, he's a quiet... You know, he's a bit sort of... Yeah, everything's all right, lads, you know, just...
I'll cut this bit out.
is he Welsh?
Yeah, I think he is.
What's Welsh like that? Well, you say that. Well, you say
he's your team's manager.
And I'd be the first and the last not to... No, this isn't Poulis. Do you want to do Poulis?
I'm not doing Poulis. I could do Poulis like this.
Well, you say that, and I'd be the first and the last not to listen if it was just a case of making these things go away. You know, listen, I've got January to mop up a load of shite from West Brom and Stoke. Give it 2 months after that, we'll be 12th, and I'll be out on me arse with a payout that'll make your bollocks rotate. Could be a hell of a year. Sam, Steve McLaren, what about you, lad? What's your plan?
Oh, thanks, Sam. Well...
He's turned into Duncan Novak.
Well, I've let me snake Casper take over the coaching, you know, so I can concentrate on manufacturing me fun and laughter chocolate bars. It's nutty shite in a chocolate cuddle. Unfortunately, team's doing better under Casper's supervision, but don't worry, I'm going to take over again in January, and you just watch us drop that shit in a downpipe.
Lovely, sounds like a plan. Right, one final Christmas surprise for you. I'd like to introduce to you a new member of the BMLC. Recently sacked for a superbly executed destroy and exit and paid off with a bumper sack of cash, it's Mr. Mark Hughes.
In comes Mark Hughes and places a sack of cash on the table. All money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. A few words, Mark. So Mark stands up to speak. Don't speak to Beasley. He Welsh. He's like, I know it's fine. And it's all right. And the rest of the time, it should be all right. Like, really. I can't say anything other than that, really. Like,
so what he's saying is that's £2.5 million. Christmas lunch is on him. Come on, let's get stuck into this otter. Bags are the arse end. They all go, arse, 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 and tuck in to their deep-fried otter. Well, that didn't feel very entertaining, but I can only report things as they happen, Andrew.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
That was all right.
Been watching telly, Andy?
Have I been watching telly?
Have you been watching your television?
I haven't been watching very much. I tell you, I've seen some football-y type stuff.
Yeah.
I could mention there was a documentary, a two-parter on ITV4 last week called Out of Their Skin, which was about racism in football. Very serious subject. Presented by Ian Wright. It was very good. Yeah. Very informative.
And where might we watch that?
That'll be on the ITV Player or the Hub, whatever it's called.
Okay.
And the other thing I'm going to recommend is coming up next week. It's not out yet. It's Netflix, and it's called Sunderland Till I Die.
Nice.
8-part documentary series about Sunderland's season 2017-2018, which was, incidentally, the worst season in our entire history.
Really, and the cameras, history.
Yeah, the cameras were behind the scenes for all of that, and I was at the screening of the first episode the other night.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's really it sounds good. Like it could
do,
be terrific.
Do you remember Premier Passions from 20 years or so ago when Peter Reid was the BBC one thing? Yeah, it's pretty much like that again.
Yeah.
You know, they talk to a lot of fans. There's a lot of like local stuff and behind the scenes with the squad and the management.
Well, that should be excellent. A lot of passion knocking about. That neck of the woods, passion. That year.
There's all sorts going on in Sunderland. Starts with some fighting in the streets.
Oh, dear. I watched Forged in Fire.
Did you? What did you think?
Oh, I quite enjoyed it. It's got a certain sort of appeal to it.
It's catchy, isn't it?
It's like, oh, I better... You know, it's the tests at the end, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's face it, it's all about testing the knives.
Yeah.
But who'd have thought testing cutlery could be so fascinating?
They'll put out on telly these days.
And I see that there's a load of spin-off shows as well. It's obviously been a big success. I've recommended it before, Andy, but I noticed that Dead and Mommy Dearest, the Gypsy Rose story, is on Sky Atlantic at the moment. So I presume it's on their hub.
Is that a film, a one-off?
That's an hour and a half documentary on the... Right. The case of Gypsy Rose, which I kind of don't want to say too much about it because it'll give away. It's very difficult not to give it away. It's a crime, an extraordinary crime that happened, and it's an interview with the victim.
I'm going to watch that. Hopefully, I'll get some time off over Christmas from the things I do, and I'll watch that then.
Well, what do you do over Christmas?
Well, nothing over Christmas. You're usually, digging.
Yeah, you just fucking sit there eating. I know you, because you're obsessed with celebrations and little tiny chocolate bars, aren't you?
Not obsessed.
Yeah, you are. You're one of those old.
Got a keen interest.
You've got a very. That's nicely put. You've got a keen interest.
I've got a keen interest in the fluctuating price of them.
Which is best, Quality Street or Roses?
Quality Street.
I think it is better, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? We got a tub of the Sainsbury's own brand.
Yeah,
and they're like Quality Street, just as good but cheaper.
Oh, but cheaper, he says.
Yeah?
Fucking
quid cheaper.
Hey, and did you see Vic and Bob's big night out? Vic Reeves and Bob Mortimer's big night out.
No, what's
on
that?
On BBC4. Oh, it was terrific.
Never heard of it.
Two, they're sort of middle-aged, mid-40s or whatever. Good-looking lads.
Oh, like my age, then.
Yeah. Good-looking lads.
Yeah.
Very entertaining, singing, dancing.
All right. Like what? Like,
high-energy entertainment, I'd have to call
it. Britain's Got Talent, so would they get on there, would they?
I don't think they're that good, no.
No.
But
that's why they're on BBC4. Instead of one of the main channels. No, I've not heard of it. It sounds all right, though. I might have a look at it.
Have you ever noticed? Yeah. Have you ever noticed? Have you? Have you, though? I mean, have you actually ever noticed that you never check to see if there's any bog roll before you have a dump? So you end up having to scrape at it with your brass hand. Have you ever noticed? Have you, though? That at Christmas, they put an extra couple of bob on Pearson's brass hand oil, knowing that it's a festive essential.
Bit of observation comedy there, Andrew.
The guru's just come in. I didn't even see the door move. He must have slipped under the door like some kind of gas movies.
Yeah.
Robert.
Hello, guru.
The guru is near you. Please adopt the position of physical and emotional equilibrium. Hey, man, just fucking relax, eh?
Who said that?
How are you, your seven chakras, Robert? Are they all open and flowing freely?
I hope so. I think so, yeah.
Yes? Got all your Christmas shopping done?
Oh, no, I haven't, actually.
Doing anything nice for Christmas?
No, just family Christmas.
How are relations with your neighbours, Chris and Karen?
Well, I don't speak to them, so they're fine.
It might be nice to have them round for drinks and maybe some nibbles over the festive period.
No, it's a good thought, yeah.
Good for your karma.
Yeah.
Mm. No. How are your waterworks, Robert? Everything flowing freely there as well?
A little bit stingy,
That's good to know, actually, yeah. The constant source of reassurance to me knowing about your... So is that why you're not going to have Chris and Karen round, then? Because of the stinging? Is that why you won't ask them round?
Well, I've never asked them round, Goro. It's not something that I've done in the last 10, 14 years, you know.
Maybe you should think about it, then.
Well, you might have a point, Goro.
For your chakra.
Yeah. Open myself out to the community a bit more. Yeah.
That's all for now, Robert. Thank you for opening a window into your soul for my perusal. The guru is now retreating from you.
Shit, and he's evaporated.
Gone.
Fucking wow.
Hell. Like a gas.
Did you hear, I managed to hear what he said? I noticed you were a little bit like, I hate to use a word.
I was on before and I wasn't really paying attention.
All right.
Something about chakra?
Yeah, he's advised me guru.
Yeah.
He advised me that maybe I should reach out a bit to the community. You know?
But Chris and Karen?
Well, yeah, Chris and Karen if need be. Yeah, I don't know what they're called. Oh, thank God. And I don't know whether you have ever noticed, but there's, a real beauty all around us. And
if you just take the time to look, you know, and have a good stare around, like. You know, for example, you know, the grass verge, like, you know, between the pavement and the road, like, you can often spot, like, a little solitary buttercup, you know, sort of trying to make a life for itself all on its own, you know, or a bright foil wrapper, like, from a chocolate bar. Yummy, yummy, that was lovely, that bar, the child might have said, as he got a nice chocolatey hit from his boost bar or something. A pigeon, you know, like, sat on a telephone wire, chirping away, sort of like, my shoes hurt, my shoes hurt. You know, he probably, I'm only imagining it, like, but he might be hoping, you know, that a pigeon cobbler might pass by and ease his troubles. You just have, you know, to know how to look to savour these things, really. Dog dead. So, but the other day, like, I was hiding in the downstairs broom cupboard because the wife had got a right fart on about a new doctor, you know. Apparently, he was very, very rough when he inserted the pipe that drains her leg juices, you know. She reckons that the training probably wasn't as good in his country, like. I mean, who knows, it's definitely a no comment from me in that respect. So I was looking at me face in the mirror, and after a few moments, me face sort of like changed, you know, to my face when I was just a young lad, like, and I had my whole night life ahead of me, and I had a big warm grin on my face, you know, and my eyes were all sparkly and bright.
I know you're hiding in there, you fucking sneaky bastard. Open up this door, I'll fucking lamp you. From here to fucking here to fucking Provence. Having you on it fucking best.
So, oh, I thought, whoops, I'd better open the door, you know. Hello, love. I was just pushing a tow carriage to Roker. Is there something I can help you with, my darling?
Don't you fucking turn the charm on with me, you fucking Doyle. I'm waiting for me doctor's day double-decker scrambled in Porchy Tower.
All right, love. I'll get on straight away, my precious darling from heaven.
What's with the fucking fancy talk? You seeing an educated bird behind my back, you little fucking midnight creeper.
Oh, don't be daft, love. Who would ever have me with these dozy haircuts you make me have?
Oh, that's a fucking good point, like. You do look like an Albanian fucking cobbler. Now, where's my fucking tower of oval power? And make sure the porches are very fucking runny.
So I did her doctor's day double decker, and she ate it on the sofa while watching UK Border Force.
Peter, come and stand by the sofa.
Oh God, what am I in trouble, like?
No, you're not. You're a good lad, Peter. Those porches were shit hot. Totally and thoroughly shit hot. Now listen. On the way back from the doctor's, I burped a slug up on your sleeve of your puffer jacket. You'd better go and wash it off before it fucking hardens.
Okay, thank you for telling me, you know. So I went back into the bathroom and watched the sleeve of me puffer jacket, you know. And as I did so, I stared into the mirror again, but I couldn't see the young Peter anymore, you know. Anyway, Bob, I'll tell you a couple of jokes, you know, from me joke book. Did you hear about the two blokes who stole a calendar? They each got 6 months. Just a daft one, that, like. So, a woman gets on the bus, you know, on the bus with her baby, like, and the driver says, Jesus, wept, that's the ugliest baby that I've ever seen. So she's very upset, and when she sits down, she tells the lady next to her, and the lady says, you should not take that, you know, go and rip him a strip, like, go on, I'll hold your monkey for you. No, I was walking down the street the other day, like, you know, and a bloke threw a pack of butter, a pint of milk and a lump of cheese at me. How dare he? Dare he, like, you know. So I'm off now, like, go and start me neighbour's new downpipe for a bit, so I'll tell you, Bob.
Nice. He didn't see one pit of beetle at the end.
Oh, right. Never mind.
Never mind. Probably do it next time.
Well, I've got to go. If you want me to cut them insoles for you.
If you could do that on your
I'll
way out.
I'll do that before
that'll
I
be,
go.
That would be nice if you could do that on your way out. Hey, before you go, do you reckon Loy Cole and the Commotions have still got perfect skin, Bob? I mean, it was 1984 and they're all a lot older now, so, they, you know, their skin's going to be showing signs of ageing, wrinkles, bit of leathering. Few crack veins that aren't immediately noticeable to the naked eye, you know, sort of thing that causes a man consternation.
Well, you know, the problem is I think the actual lyrics were she's got.
And what about the Commotions themselves? Skin. I mean, I can't imagine they're still causing a commotion much these days because they're all older men. They probably just like to stay in and watch the telly like me and you.
Yeah, well, I can't answer any of these.
How about the Spinners?
Questions.
Do you think they're still spinning? Maybe we can talk about that next time.
See you, Andrew.
Bye. Maybe if you reached out to Chris and Karen a bit more, you might know what they were called. Just saying.
Make me feel rotten. I bet you don't have how to do with your neighbours.
No comment.
When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow-up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.